Good morning. This is Jasper, Liv and Charlie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government has approved an expansion plan for DreamWorks theme park on the Gold Coast, despite concerns about its impact on koala habitats. The site is set to expand by another 30 hectares, with the vision including a $200 million hotel development, a retail and hospitality precinct, residential homes, and a nature tourism area. DreamWorld CEO Greg Yong said the financial investment of the project would flow through to the entire Southeast Queensland economy and would address the shortage of hotel accommodation between the Northern Gold Coast and Brisbane ahead of the 2032 Olympic Games. However, the plan has sparked fears for the area's dwindling koala population, with the site located in a known wildlife corridor. According to an ecological report lodged with the City of Gold Coast Council, the expansion impedes on over 4,200 square meters of koala habitat, home to 1,072 koala habitat trees.
One of those young koalas on the Gold Coast named Bamsey has become the first of his kind to receive a chlamydia vaccine implant thanks to the University of Queensland. Dr. Lyndall Holsom, a postdoctoral research fellow at UQ, conducted an independent study for the Queensland government examining chlamydia in more than 1,100 koalas across southeast Queensland. The study demonstrated where further vaccinations could have a massive impact, including Logan, Redland City and Moreton Bay. Bamsey, an 18-month-old koala, was taken to Currumbin Wildlife Hospital on the Gold Coast to receive a chlamydia vaccination. Prior to the invention of the implant, the vaccine required koalas to be caught twice. Now, the booster dose does not require this, making vaccination programs easier for both people and koalas across large areas.
In national news, South Australian zookeepers at Monarto Safari Park have begun a trial using edible glitter to track the reproductive cycles of two southern white rhinos. A number of colours were trialled before Carrie and Savannah, the two rhinos, were fed blue and gold glitter to be able to distinguish their dung and collect samples that can catch pregnancies earlier than blood tests. Zookeeper Heidi Kinter said that, quote, "It's a real big treat to them and they absolutely love it. This marks a step forward in conservation efforts for the rhino species found in southern Africa, which had been classed as vulnerable due to illegal poaching."
A rare school of redfin blue-eyed desert fish has narrowly avoided extinction at the Edgbaston Reserve following a rush of invasive mosquito fish. Earlier in the year, meter-high floodwaters brought in mosquito fish, better known as Gambusia, threatening populations of the critically endangered freshwater species. All but three of the reserve's springs were compromised, with knee-high mesh fencing protecting the remaining schools from Gambusia. Experts say, however, that the mesh fence is not a long-term solution. Bush Heritage fish ecologist Dean Gilligan says that the survival of the native redfin blue-eye requires an emergency response, and that he will be working with the National Recovery Team as well as the Queensland and Australian governments for a solution.
In some international news, a conservation campaign has been implemented in the US after a species of bird that was once endangered, the oyster catcher, made a 45% increase in numbers between 2008 and 2023. The new campaign seeks to educate beachgoers about the oyster catcher's presence, behaviour, distinctive bills and calls. These implementations will hopefully reduce the risk to chicks, risk that has been identified as the major driver of population decline. While many attempts at conservation across the country are facing uphill battles with major governmental interference, climate change and sea levels rising, experts are hoping to continue the trend that has been seen over the past couple of decades. Len Johnson, a wildlife biologist, remains positive, quote, "With a little bit of focused effort and attention on this really charismatic bird, you can teach the public how to share the shore."
Good morning, Vietnam! Today is the posthumous birthday of legendary actor Robin Williams, who would have been 75 years old today. For your weather, Brisbane's sky is cloudy, but don't let that affect your mood. Get out your happy feet and get out and about. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected max of 22, and we wish you good will hunting today. That's all your news for 11 a.m. Hopefully we didn't flubber too much. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.